Greetings, ladies and gentle germs. Welcome to another Your 30 with Marty and the Arrogant Observer. What's going on there, Arrogant Observer, with the chop of a sticks?
You know, that's very sweet. But I didn't want the barrette.
Oh, God. You're going to just keep going at it well, aren't
you? Eunice Chantilly.
All right.
Wanted that barrette, and I thought it was tacky.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted was a green plastic bracelet, that tacky barrette.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this every week. I just want you to know that.
We're going to live Quillaire Huxtable for, or will it just be random?
It's just going to be
just
random.
It just the so happened that. Yeah, it just so happened that
the last 2 weeks
you're
was
living
Claire.
In Claire Huxtable's skin.
Claire
yeah,
was
no, it's cool.
Shady.
No, it's cool.
Claire was shady as hell.
She wasn't even shady. It was sort of like direct shade. It's almost like it's how do you give sunlight? I mean, it's something special.
There was
she
only
does, you know
one
what I mean?
Time. There was only one time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where she was not shady, and that was that time when I thought she was gonna smack the shit out of Vanessa.
And what did she do?
No,
what
this was the part with the wretched and the big fun.
Mm-hmm. The wretched and the big fun.
Yes.
What?
Where Vanessa said that she was going to stay by her friends, but she ended up driving to Baltimore to see the wretched, this rock band called the Wretched,
uh-huh.
and basically lied to everybody. So the parents were trying to figure out where the hell they were. And they ended up picking her up off of a bus station at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And she basically was screaming the shit out of her. I thought she was going to smack the shit out of that girl.
Oh, wow. Okay. For some reason, I don't
think
know that one.
Sitting on some floor, dying of asphyxia. And you off in Baltimore having big fun. Big fun in Baltimore. Tell me, Cliff, have you ever been to Wilmington for donuts?
Does Cliff even get a chance to respond?
No.
I didn't think so. Yeah, okay, it's kind of coming back to me now.
The only phrase I heard was, if you're going to run away, please don't use my car. Because she started screaming at her to a point where she, by the time she was done, Vanessa was crying and running up the stairs.
Yeah, see, so when you went through that little monologue there, I was like, I was catching visions of her running up the stairs in tears. So yeah, it's vaguely there. They're all kind of, I don't know, I feel like for some reason, I guess like with the rest of the world, absent out of sight, out of mind, I just kind of forgot about a lot of them. But now that they're starting to replay them again. Well, on television, I kind of do have them on from time to time.
Like I said,
so,
a lot of us were, and I think that's going to go a little bit into my section.
Okay.
But a lot of us did kind of forget because of the whole fact that Bill Cosby's nasty.
It's just not the same.
Yeah.
But, he's not the same, I guess, but I still have my same enjoyment of the show.
Yeah, and like you said, I can separate the fact that Bill Cosby nasty from...
right.
From the Huxtables, because 85% of the show wasn't about Cliff anyway. It was about the rest of the family, and it was mainly about Claire.
When's the last time you had a conversation with somebody who believed Bill Cosby was innocent?
I didn't have a conversation. I saw a video with Dr. Umar.
Okay. How recent was that?
This was years ago.
Years ago.
And like I said, he thought Bill Cosby is innocent because, of course, black conspiracy.
I guess that was the reason, too.
That's also going to be in my
section as well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So we're kind of just bleeding into there anyway. Okay. That's cool. I actually had something. Where's my deck on phone there? Because I had something. Oh, yeah. That was the thing I was supposed to mention. So I want to say this sincerely. I'm not apologizing.
Uh-oh.
But I did have someone say I worded my phrasing wrong when I said, fuck the church. We were talking about good old Joel.
Oh, God.
And no, it's like, it's, how can I say this politely? I'm not sorry for what I said, but I do think that I shouldn't have said it. Maybe shouldn't have said it. Not sorry about it.
Did you say?
I just said fuck the church.
Okay.
I said fuck him and fuck the church.
Okay.
But just to be specific, I was specifically talking about his institution, not the entire Christian institution, not every church, just that specific one who didn't open the door. Yeah, and it's just like, so, you know, it's so kind of like,
ladies and gentlemen,
like, I'm like, no, I'm like, for real, like, because it's, you know, I just want to explain exactly where I was, like, where that was aimed.
Okay,
sure.
So that
and
being
probably
said,
probably shouldn't have been said at all. But you know where it was aimed. I just wanted to be clear.
As usual, the Arrogant Observer has to do damage control.
You do. That's why you. That's why.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's why you're
in
the payroll,
our
sir.
Haste here at Your 30 with Marty and the Arrogant Observer, we may have said some things that were mildly out of line. So let me do a little bit of clarifying.
Okay.
The hypocrisy that we give. Can we have some like apology music underneath? I don't know what sort of apology music.
Like, what the fuck is apology music?
Ooh, what if we put Ruben Studdard under that bitch?
I'm sorry, but 2004.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm down with that. So, let's fucking do it. Wait a minute. Okay, cool. Go for it. Yeah, there we go. I just wanted to make sure that the DJ got the demo. You know, just play it low, DJ. Play it low. There we go. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's been a while since I heard the song. I'm just saying. It's been a while since 2004. It's been a while.
I wonder.
Yeah. But no, go ahead.
I'll say what I have to say about this movie. Yeah. I'll say what I have to say about this song later. Mm-hmm. But in our haste, we may have said something that may have offended Christians. So let me just clarify.
Yes.
When we say, fuck the church. In our haste,
like we just keep saying it.
We were not speaking of the Christian faith as a whole. We were speaking of the hypocrisy brought on by Joel Osteen as a man of faith who did not open his doors, which is what Christianity is all about, to so many victims who were dealing and are still dealing with Hurricane Harvey. Now, if you took it that way, we do apologize if you felt that way. But just for clarification, we were talking about Joel Osteen and his, that would be Lakewood Church in Houston. We were not talking about the Christian faith as a whole. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
There we go.
That's better.
So,
and, you know, probably just shouldn't have been said altogether.
So, I wonder if Ruben said it had fights with his woman and the song pops up, though.
I'm sure. I mean,
are you sorry for 2016 too, you lazy bastard?
I'm sure, like Ruben Studdard would probably be happy, like, that anybody's requesting anything from him at the moment.
I listened to the song the other day and I was surprised how much of the song I knew.
Oh, of Sorry for 2004?
Yeah, because
if you've ever driven with me
or if you've ever ridden in the car with me, you know that I sing in my car. You do too.
Of course. I sing everything. Yeah.
So we're still trying to get that video together where we do it like carpool karaoke, but I want
Well, you know, it's more easier
to
do it now with the GoPros.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's just more doable now. All we got to do is just figure out when you want to do it, man.
There you go.
It's doable. Yeah, but yes, what were you saying? Yeah, look, he's thinking about it now. Look, he sees it.
anyway.
I got it. I know.
What's up? But like I said, I'm just...
He just had a vision just now. It's hard to let it go. I know. Look at him. It's hard.
I was just like Raven and Booker. Not just Raven, but Booker too.
You just had a fucking moment. You just had a That's So Raven moment.
I had a That's So Raven and Raven's Home moment.
Oh, fuck that. No, I know. You talking about the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, you fucker. I still haven't watched it yet. I've only seen clips of it.
Which
I can't,
is wild.
I just can't sit through it. I'm sorry.
It's really good.
I know you keep saying that. Okay, I'll give it a shot, goddammit. I'll give it a shot. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm literally sitting there just have nothing to watch. Nothing. I binge everything. It's just I have nothing to watch right now. So it's like,
and they're like six episodes in.
Yeah, okay. So I can, I'll give it a try.
And it's not a kind of thing where you'll be like, oh, I have to watch this one. No, it's just like a straight up, you know, old school sitcom.
I mean, I think it'll be fun to kind of just go back. It's just, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought I wouldn't have so much trouble just divorcing myself from that person that sat in the view chair. you know, versus, you know, the Raven that we actually like. You know, it's like, I told her, I remember saying, like, go away and only come back if you can give us That's a Raven. And sure enough, that's exactly what she did. And I haven't given her a shot for it. So it's like, I kind of, you know, I'm going to watch. I'm definitely going to watch, man. All right. Definitely going to do it. You know what? We've been kind of dipping into your section. Oh, wow. Excuse me. So much. Do you want to just jump into arrogant observations?
And in honor of the chopsticks that are sitting at the back of my head.
All righty.
Let's play Sukiyaki by A Taste of Honey.
Okay, Sukiyaki.
You know that song. A Taste of Honey. You never heard it called that before.
Never. Yeah. Never. Never. But okay, here it is. There it is. And arrogant observations.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away. Now my life is just a rainy day. So how much you'll never know. You've gone away and left me lonely.
Toy box. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I must be in the minority. You are in the minority. Because everybody loves Toy Box. Everybody fucking loves Toy Box.
I was thinking about it the other day. I don't know why. Maybe I was just, you know, feeling sad that the show doesn't exist anymore. It's almost, it's like I want to give it one of those Kevin Hill shout outs, but it's like, you know what? They kind of told me. Like, it's not the story I want, but I know that Books made it. I know that Zeke made it because he's on the stage telling us the story. So I know he made it. It's like, I have no clue what happened. I'm really nervous for little Jaden Smith. I'm a little nervous for the little alien. I'm a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because you know what happens in the 80s.
Yeah.
And you know what happens in the 80s to young boys like him.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, starting to bring it down.
You know what? I don't want to talk about this anymore. What were you going to talk about?
Apparently, the world is currently eating itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, I'm only staying. I'm only staying a little bit on this.
What do you mean that the Earth is eating? Please elaborate.
The Earth is currently eating itself from the inside out. Between hurricanes, Harvey, and Irma, and Jose, which is causing issues in the Northeast, and Maria, where all of Puerto Rico has no power, none. Now, the whole island is out and will not regain power for months.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. Then we have the earthquake in Mexico City, the 7.1 earthquake that happened a couple of days ago.
Right.
Then there are mudslides happening in China. So it just feels like the earth is eating itself whole. I don't know what the hell's going on. Mercury's in retrograde.
But put it in perspective like that. Yeah, that kind of makes me nervous.
It just seems like a lot.
I wasn't panicked before, but now I am. Yes.
And while all that's going on,
right?
President Cheetos over there.
Oh boy.
Keeps on fucking with North Korea, and. And between, he is like stink meaner. What you gonna do, nigga? What you gonna do?
He's the child you don't. You should
somebody
have aborted.
Just needs to kick his ass.
He's the child you shouldn't have.
I'm not advocating for anybody's assassination, but somebody needs to whoop his ass. Just a nice fresh ass whooping.
He's one of those people though that's in that column. Dude, I mean, he's never going to change. It's like kicking his ass is only going to kick his ass. You know, it'd be nice.
It would make me feel better.
I know. Would it really? Because it would only be momentary. It would only be momentary. I would need to inflict some sort of permanent pain.
But it's not enough. The internet lasts forever.
No, that's not enough.
The president got his ass whooping his own world star.
That is not enough, man. We need to go Game of Thrones on this motherfucker. That is not enough. I'm sorry. He needs that. Well, shit, damn, bro. Why you bring me to this dark place.
I'm actually going to be moving on.
Okay,
but
great. Wonderful.
Our hearts and thoughts are with the people who are dealing with so many disasters around the planet. My God. And it's only Thursday. It's only Thursday.
Yeah.
Like I said, to the people in Puerto Rico, we love you. I have not prepared something. I was going to be, you know, all artful and prepare something in Spanish.
Oh.
But I'll just say what I said on Instagram.
Okay.
Te amamos tú, mexicanos y boricuas.
And what does that mean?
We love you, Puerto Rico and Mexico.
Yay. I'm proud.
So, I actually had a little bit of questions for you. I'm assuming you're going to be talking about the Emmys in your next section.
I didn't watch, man. So, if you want to steal that, man,
let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
So, let's talk about Negroes on TV.
Now, are the Emmys where... No, that can't be. 'Cause Emmys just happened when?
Sunday.
So, maybe it wasn't. It was. I think it was. Then, yes.
Baby.
I'm only
the Emmys are the awards where the lady with the wings is holding the atom.
Is that the one?
Because she out here like this.
Is that the one?
Yes. No,
wait, how is she holding it again? Okay, that's it. That rings a bell.
and she's on her tippy toes and shit.
Right, right.
Yeah, they actually did a sketch where RuPaul was the Emmy lady.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it a watch.
RuPaul had the wings on and she was like holding it and she was like, "Can somebody come get this?" Don't break that. You're going to have to pay for it if you break it.
What did Atlanta win?
So, we had, especially black folks, had a historical Emmy night. Atlanta won Best Director for the episode B.A.N.
Who was the director?
Was Donald Glover.
Yay!
Glover. And yay! Donald Glover is the first black person to ever win a Best Directing Emmy, period.
What?
The best actor in a comedy went, of course, to Donald Glover for Atlanta.
Woo!
The best lead actor, of course, in a drama series went to Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us. I think that's one of the few times where two black people have won Best Actor in both the comedy and the drama series.
Fair enough. All right.
He's really good in This Is Us.
I don't know. I caught little bits and pieces of the show, and I don't understand exactly what's going on, so I feel kind of weird about it.
I think you really have to watch from the beginning.
You agree? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
You have to watch from the very beginning.
That's exactly what it looks like. That's exactly the impression I got. Yeah. Okay, great.
Everybody is like, This Is Us is an amazing show, and I get that. Lena Waithe. She's hollering something in there. Lena Waithe and Aziz Ansari won for Best Writing for the Thanksgiving episode of Master of None.
That's the tall black girl with the dreads, right?
Yeah, the lesbian. Lena Waithe is the...
In the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Lena Waithe is the first black woman to win for writing in... she's the first black woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing ever.
Oh, man, okay. This is a hell of a night. So
yes.
Issa called it, did she?
Yes, she did.
Right. Yeah, all right. I'm rooting for everybody black, too. Shit. Nah. All right. Going to Vegas and betting on black, baby. Fucking going downtown.
Riz Ahmed won for his role in The Night Of.
Did he?
Yes.
Something good actually came out of that fucking piece of just jerk off. Like, I thought How I Met Your Mother jerked me off. But at least she let me finish. Night Of just decided that
I was trolling the internet, and there was a lot of articles, but there was one that freaked me out
about The Night Of.
Yeah, okay. It was about there was a scene where a coroner was talking back and forth, and there was just apparently they were talking back and forth, and there was just a dick in the shot.
Yeah, they were.
So was there a certain reason why there was a dick in the shot? I mean,
I believe the guy was dead.
So there was dead dick in the shot?
There was dead dick in the shot. Yeah, they were in the morgue.
Please don't let that be the title.
Dead dick in the shot.
Yeah, please don't.
I don't know if that's, I don't know how appealing that is. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I think it's fun to have the title be some sort of just weird saying, but I don't know if that one will make it.
That's kind of dark.
It's definitely in the running. Dead dick in the shot.
But
that's good. So I'm glad something good came out of that show.
Riz Ahmed is the first South Asian actor to win an Emmy, period.
Damn, all right. A lot of fucking firsts last night.
Well, win an Emmy for acting, because of course Aziz Ansari won as well, but the majority of the episode, if you've watched it,
of which one?
Of Master of None. Episode with Angela Bassett.
No, not yet.
Well, it was. I watched it out of sequence, and there's no harm, honestly, in doing that, because it goes from.
There's no continuity this year around.
Well, no. It's just that episode. That episode is kind of
isolated.
Yeah, it's isolated because it shows Lena Waithe's character from Lena Waithe and Dev from little kids, because Dev goes to their house every Thanksgiving. So they go from little kids to teenagers to young adults. Then they have the moment where she comes out to her mom. Then it goes to
Don't give me
Kim Whitley is in it. It's a wild episode. A very good episode.
All right.
And like I said, it was a very history making night.
Dope. Okay. Good.
Sean Spicer came out, which fuck him.
So that did happen.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why.
What did he say again? He said something.
I don't know.
He said something.
Here's the thing. I got there maybe an hour into it.
Okay.
So I know they did some sort of opening number that was shitting all over the orange jackass, and that's fine. And I know he popped out, I guess, and said that this was the best audience ever, making fun of that. And all of y'all rich, liberal-ass white people sitting up here giggling at him. And I don't know why, because a few short months ago, this was a motherfucker who was shitting on all the marginalized people, and y'all were shitting on him. So why the fuck do you bring his ass out here and you're taking selfies and all of this shit with him? Fuck him.
Why was he there? Just for like...
Sight gag.
Ah, fair enough. All right, fair enough.
He was the Stacey Dash.
Okay, all right. He's like at the... He's like when Mel Gibson shows up to your event. Okay, got it.
The whole thing was announced by Jermaine Fowler from Superior Donuts. The entire Emmy ceremony was announced by Jermaine Fowler, and that was the first time he has ever announced it. And everybody loved him.
Who was the host?
Stephen Colbert.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
So
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. So yes. Yay. But like I said, it's very satisfying to see.
Are you serious right now?
It's very satisfying.
People like to get loud, man.
Woo! Shit. Look out.
Anyway, but yeah.
But it was very satisfying to see Donald Glover, who we've known since like fucking bro rape.
Yeah.
Like back in the day.
To see him
10 years later go from this viral video on the internet all the way to fucking
like groundbreaking Emmy. Groundbreaking television.
It's just crazy.
You know, yeah. It's
fucking
like,
crazy.
You know, you're definitely the chosen one. You know what I mean?
But like I said, this led me into this video that I watched right before I got here.
Okay.
Which talked about kind of the explosion of black television in the 1990s. And it basically broke down the reason why there was an explosion of black television in the 90s and what kind of turned the tide going into the 2000s and the resurgence, especially now.
That sounds awesome. Where, yeah, please. You got to send that to me.
Yeah, I should have sent it to you.
Yeah.
Because like I said.
Well, when you get a chance, yeah.
It's an interesting thing. And they basically said that The Cosby Show was one of the factors in bringing that out. So Bill Cosby being what I speak about this, I, of course, Bill Cosby being nasty and a rapist notwithstanding, but we've already recognized and known that Bill Cosby is nasty, and his actions over the course of the last 50 years are unconscionable, and he shouldn't have been doing that shit. And he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Now, I just wanted to put that disclaimer up before, because I'm going to start talking about it.
Okay.
What changed the tide? Because a lot of, especially in the late 70s to early 80s, a lot of things were being focused on dramatics and nighttime soap operas and things like that. What turned the tide was The Cosby Show. The Cosby Show basically saved NBC, shot them up the ratings, was the number one television show for years, for almost the rest of the 80s, and that's what essentially spawned the zenith of black, what is it called, black television, because The Cosby Show was on, we got all of this, then 227 got greenlighted, then Amen, then like I said, all of these other black sitcoms, and that got The Different Worlds and The Living Singles and Martin and on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it
in
just,
the house,
yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
there were tons of that from like a smooth late 80s to maybe like 1995-96. The tide turned in the late 90s with the writer's strike. And what made the tide turn was a lot of the networks during that writer's strike found programming that was easier to produce, i.e., what is it called?
Reality TV.
Because reality TV, and like I said, they also talked about the Fox effect. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Fox effect is when you build your network with a lot of urban-centered sitcoms. Then when your network is built and it has, you know, sort of its own identity, you drop all those goddamn sitcoms and you give us a whole bunch of white dramas. Fox did it. The WB did it. UPN didn't have time to do it. But when UPN and the WB merged into the CW, they did the exact same thing. Because like I said, y'all remember, Monday night was the night where all the nigga shit came on. Then, when we realized all that nigga shit, then when they finally was like, okay, we've gotten our footing as a network, click that shit off. Let's put on Gilmore Girls. And like I said, that's the same thing that they did with the WB, and the same thing that they did with Fox. Even going so far as to find out that the WB had Fox execs who did that beforehand. So they followed their same lineage. Now,
well, you know, the weird thing about it is that, well, I don't know. It feels, well, no, I do know. I'm just trying to find the way to say it. It felt like they tried to hold on to those shows, you know, for a while, like give them one last leg. And I felt like some of them still had life left in them. I mean, obviously The Game did. I mean, because it slumped through another, you know, stage in life.
Girlfriends went in some weird-ass direction to the point where I was just not watching anymore.
Definitely. Girlfriends was one of those shows where I rewatch it now in syndication, and I'm entertained by it. But when it was on, I had given up. That was still airing in that last season. I'd given up.
When Tony left, that's when I stopped watching.
Have you ever followed Reggie Hayes? Is that his name, Reggie Hayes?
Yes.
Have you ever followed him on Instagram?
No.
He takes the most unflattering pictures I've ever seen in my life. And you get to the point where you start to think, this isn't his profile. And then you go to click on it, it's like, well, where the fuck are they getting these photos from? If it's not him, like, where on earth are they getting these photos if it's not him? And nobody is saying, nobody has called him up. Like, Tracy Ellis Ross has not sent him a shout out and said, darling, darling, your slip is showing. Like, come on now. Let me send a man a barber or something. Anybody. I don't know. Go fund me.
Oh, my God.
You know?
First of all, Reggie Hayes looks like a thumb. Reggie Hayes looks like a thumb.
Don't get me wrong, man. That's a rough looking brother. But no. What? Why you? Why is that funny? What? It's true.
The bird agrees. Reggie Hayes looks like a thumb.
He's a guy. He's a weird looking brother.
That's another one.
But he wears whatever that weird look is, you know, confidently. And on this, dude. I kid you not. Look, are you looking him up? Please tell me you're looking him up. Okay, great. And maybe I'm not. I got to be following the right person, dude. I'm so sorry. I got to be.
All right, you are.
Listen, dude, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. He sees it. Yep, there it is. He sees. Look at it. Like the first fucking photo. The first photo is like, what? Why on earth would you post this?
He still looks like a thumb.
Why would you post that?
He looks even more like a thumb. Like,
okay, so the first photo here. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we've gone to the, hey, everybody, look at him now. Grab your mobile device, go to your computer, pull up your Instagram, and I need you to type in Reggie H69. Now that's R E.
First of all, that's a nasty ass phone.
R E G G I E H. There's 6'9".
There's some of these where he looks like a black grandma.
Now, this is the brother. This is, what was his name in the show? William. His name was William in the show. Now, this brother.
Of course, just, there's a picture of him with this mesh shirt on from the episode of Girlfriends where he was trying to learn how to dance. And one of them says, time is a thief.
Dude, let me tell you something.
My Lord.
You can tell the photo, like, you can tell the recent ones.
If he shaves, he looks like a black grandma.
If, like, oh my God, yeah, he kind of, oh shit. Oh wow, that's just mean. Yeah, damn. But it's like this is clearly him. This is clearly his profile.
It's clearly him.
You know what I mean? Like, clearly this is his. And I'm sorry, my man takes the most unflattering photos you've ever seen in your life. Let's, like, just look at the first one. The first one was one you should have kept to yourself. Unless you were having the worst day of your effing life, this should not have been posted. I mean, I'm almost tempted to, like, somebody liked this. Like, no, people, tell this man to stop. Like, this is, no. Hey, hope you're having a pleasant night.
Oh, Jesus.
And I love to see you smile, so smile. Okay. All right, sure. I don't like to see you with a cut or anything. Just a smile. That's all I need from you. Well, why don't you scroll over to the next photo, ma'am? Because he's smiling there. Hasn't done much improvement, but, you know, hey, he's smiling, though. That's what's important. Him and, let me see, what's my name here? Ernest Thomas? I have a whole routine. I'm talking about everybody here. Let's just stop.
But here's the one where he looks like a black grandma.
Let me just stop before I get shot. What? That's the one I saw. No, I know what you're talking about. Shit. I saw the shit.
He looked like Miss Ethel in the back of church.
Like, I'm just, And I don't know, man. When I watch, when I rewatch that show, dude, and I follow the cat just to see what crazy shit he's going to post next. Like, you be scrolling past your shit, and then a goddamn wolf pops up. And you wonder who the hell this is. And you like, oh, shit, it's Reggie. It's Reggie 69.
Now, like I said, here's the thing.
What, dude? Make this okay.
There are different.
I'm sorry, man.
Pictures. Lord have mercy. It goes all the
way. Dude, it's like this is screaming. Like,
it doesn't look like the same guy.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
He is the exception to the rule. When we see him, people be like, oh shit, black done cracked. Oh shit.
Oh God.
Black is crumbling. Oh shit, the stock is going down, baby. They don't need no more foundation. No, they need all the foundation, baby.
Oh my God.
I mean, damn.
And like I said, he's picked this show, of course, pictures of him. And he's an older guy. I think he's in his 50s now.
Is he?
He may be, because there's a picture of him.
How old is Will Smith again?
In his 20s as this super tall, rail thin dude.
Oh, shit. That looks like a funny mirror. That is not the right proportion, man. That dude, he's got like Beetlejuice head right now, man. Nah, dude, that's not real. That looks like Slender Man. That shit is not right, dude.
He said
the caption reads
20 like years Seinfeld's, and 100 pounds ago, I left Chicago.
This looks like Jerry Seinfeld's, like...
illegitimate black nephew.
No, I was talking about the dude's hand. He's shaking. I'm just going off on everybody today. All right, this is dad, boy. This is terrible. This is terrible.
Let's stop.
This is terrible.
Going back.
This is awful. I don't even know why I brought this up.
Yeah.
I retract everything I just said.
Mm-mm.
But there's no deleting, y'all. This is for the books.
Jesus.
So,
anyway.
Into it.
Even so, now we have what, in my opinion, is a resurgence of more black television. I mean, it's not as nowhere near what we had in the 90s, but we have Atlanta. We have Blackish. We have The Mayor that's coming out. Atlanta, I wish, would just come back. I'm sorry, I had a moment. Yeah. It's just been gone for so long.
Well, I still haven't finished it, so I was like debating on whether or not to actually just like find the cheapest route of you know, purchasing it, but whatever the cheapest route is, digitally, whatever, and just, you know,
just watch plowing it on through, Hulu. Man.
Oh, is it available to stream on Hulu?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. There you go.
Because right after, like I said, right after the Emmys, I watched. The show that I watched, the episode that they were nominated for,
are all of them though available?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sure, like the host? Okay, because I know sometimes they like to, you know, only the last six of them are available. There's only seven episodes. Yeah, well, we couldn't fit the last one. What? What am I supposed to do with that, lady?
That's some weird shit.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, dear God, he's got anyway. A pimple. Never mind. But like
Stop
I said.
Stop scrolling Reggie Hayes' page. That's going to be the title. Stop scrolling Reggie Hayes' page. Stop scrolling Reggie Hayes' page. He takes the most unflattering photos. And you can't help yourself. It's like a train wreck, I know. I couldn't believe he was putting all this out into the public world. I mean... this clearly he just doesn't give a fuck, man. I'm like, this is like for a brother like you, man, this is like Pussy Central. You are like scaring it away. They're like, oh, this is what it looks like in real life. Oh, well, no thanks.
That's terrible.
I'm just saying. You're kind of scaring them away, awful. Man. This is how you gonna pull them in if you scaring them away.
Pussy Central.
I don't know. Is he married?
Oh, yeah.
Is he married?
I don't know.
He looks very single.
Oh, Jesus.
You know why it's bad and terrible? Because you know exactly what I mean. Oh man, you guys gotta pull up your Instagram. Okay. Let me see if I even had anything interesting to talk about, man, because I feel like we...
Answer the question. Do you feel like we are at the edge of another sort of golden age of black television?
Do you, you mean like, are we at our peak?
No. I mean, are we at the precipice of
this? Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
We have yet... to see Star Trek Discovery come out, where the lead character is, of course, Sonequa Martin-Green, black woman.
Have you been watching, what is it, The Orville?
I have.
How do you feel about it?
I've seen the pilot episode.
Okay.
Now, we all have said, that's one of our sayings here at Your 30, give it past the pilot episode
because yeah, give it the some pilot,
because, right. Like I said, the pilot episode is standalone. Mm-hmm. Watching the pilot, it needs more funny.
Okay, wow, yeah, I've heard people say that. Okay, I've heard that he's come out and said that it's not really a comedy, they're billing it as a comedy.
Like I said, that's what we're saying. It's meant to be a send up of the Star Trek series. We all know that Seth MacFarlane is a huge Star Trek fan.
He's jacked off in his costume.
I'm pretty sure he has.
There's semen on that costume.
So
there's semen in the captain's chair.
Okay, so let me.
There's semen everywhere.
I'll just say this.
Jackson Pollock painting with a black light.
There's a character in the show by the name of Bordas. Mm-hmm. Bordas is this Worf sort of character, mm-hmm. who's like this deep voice kind of alien who is a part of a species that has nothing but men, and his partner, which is also a man, they basically, in order to procreate, they lay eggs.
Okay.
Guess who his partner is?
Ryan Reynolds. Patrick Warburg.
I'll give you a hint. He was on The Walking Dead and The Wire.
Chad L. Coleman?
Yes.
From The Walking Dead? The Wire?
He can't find his humanitarians because he's playing an alien.
Where are my humanitarians?
He is playing an alien.
God damn it, Tyrese, if you don't sit the fuck down, man. You're dead, man. You're dead. There's a reason you don't make it on shows.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Shout out to the Fly With Bats podcast, who just released their side A.
Okay.
And they They were talking about Tyrese's simple ass.
Oh.
What were y'all they messing up the family. Why won't this nigga call me?
Because I'm the fucking Rock.
Oh, the real Tyrese. Ah, fair enough.
I'm that the guy. Fucking Rock, dude.
It's kind of like, who are you again? That is, dude, we were just in a movie. We were in a movie together. You sure? I feel like I would remember that.
It's like, let the Rock do this damn spinoff. You'll be available when they come back to the Fast and Furious.
Why the fuck is everybody hating shit on the Rock? Why is everybody hating on the Rock? Vin Diesel, fucking, you know, baby Huey head ass nigga. Like, he hating on the Rock. He got his issues and shit. Can't stand in the same shot and shit. That's why you can't act. You know what? I said it. What you gonna do, Vin? Anyway, what I'm saying is,
That is the first time I've heard somebody in 20 years call someone a Jenny woman.
A Jenny woman? Did I say Jenny woman?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, did I say Jenny woman?
Mastermind did himself, Devin McCoy.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm like, did I do that?
Call Tyrese a Jenny woman.
A Jenny woman?
I ain't heard that shit in years, man. I have not heard. For those of you who don't live in a in New Orleans.
A Jenny, you non-locals.
Yeah, for non-locals, a Jenny woman is basically a pussy. Mm-hmm. That's what folks implied in like the 80s and the 90s used to say. And that was the early fucking 90s when they used to say that. Yeah, your grandma used to say it too. Just stop acting like a Jenny.
That's a Jenny woman.
And I ain't heard that in years. And when he said it, I was Brought you back.
Brought you back. Hit you in the soul.
Did he just call Tyrese? Well, Tyrese is kind of a Jenny woman. I mean,
I just that could be the other. Why does everybody hate on my man? What is up? What is
that,
going on?
That could be the other. That's going to be in the running for the title.
What?
Tyrese is a Jenny woman.
Tyrese is a Jenny woman. Okay. Well, you know what? I was actually we're doing good on time, man. And only thing I'm looking at right now that it was really of value, I think, that I wanted to talk about.
Ooh, this is another thing that's groundbreaking.
Oh,
now.
Boy, here we go.
I just found out today, for those of y'all who don't know, Star Trek Discovery, the first Star Trek television show to come out in like 10 years, is...
For those of you who don't know, somebody's a Trekkie.
A hardcore fan since 1987. But, first one to come out. And I found out that it's kind of a reboot because remember the Klingons I showed you from the 60s? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't remodel them a whole bunch. They're different colors. Some of them are jet black. Some of them are purple. They have the ridges on the heads and whatnot. They're a different sort of color. It will be coming out on Sunday on CBS All Access, which I think is a big problem. For a show like Star Trek, it needs to come on television, not come on to your like streaming fucking site.
Oh, so the only way to watch it is to have
get CBS All Access.
I don't like that.
I mean,
at all.
Yeah, they've also sold the rights to Netflix, so it'll come out on Netflix eventually, but it's going to premiere on CBS All Access, which I find a problem. But I also I found out that there are two actors who are on the show. Wilson Cruz, who many of you remember from My So-Called Life in the 90s, and who we, of course, remember as the love interest to one of the characters on Noah's Ark, who Janito. He was in the second season.
Okay, yeah, I'm very foggy. I wish I could go back and revisit it.
Only Latino. Yeah. He was the only Latino. But Wilson Cruz is on there.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Vaguely.
Also, Anthony Rapp, who many people will know forever as Mark from Rent, both the Broadway show and the movie, is also on there. And those two are going to play the first openly gay couple in Star Trek history. Mm. Mm-hmm. Which is wild, because you would figure... They be gay folk on Star Trek. After a while,
which is about now.
Well,
now,
true.
Granted,
they weren't gonna show up in the 60s.
It's a huge injustice. Don't get me. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But it's. I don't know, man. It might have took a little fighting, brother.
Well,
a little picketing, you know what I mean? A little something.
Well, I mean, it's not that far from the truth. I mean, they had girl-on-girl kissing on Star Trek Deep Space Nine back in the 90s. But that necessarily was not a gay couple.
Fair enough.
I'll explain this really quick.
Was there ever, like, any male-male kissing in the history of...
No.
No?
There was
not even to get out of a sticky situation?
No. There was a lot of Star Trek Deep Space Nine was kind of freaky. There was a lot of girl-on-girl action. Yeah, there was a lot of girl-on-girl action on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Nobody was keeping track of them niggas, man. They was doing what the fuck they wanted.
And that was the prototype, because Star Trek Deep Space Nine, of course, had Avery Brooks, who played the first black captain. Well, the second black captain, if you want to count the dude from Wrath of Khan, but the first black captain on a television series. So him and his son is going through the galaxy and whatnot. But there was girl on girl kissing, but the thing of it was, the whole point was they were two aliens who at one point were male and female. So they, shit. They're a part of a species called the Dak species. The Dak species had worms. They were worms about this big. It was about this big. It's the size of a water bottle. Yeah. And the worms were transferred to human bodies. And the worms lived for like 300, 400, 500 years. But the humans live, the humanoid rather, lived for the regular amount of time, you know? So the worms would go from body to body. So
the worm is unisex, but
it, yeah, it the worm didn't have a gender.
Whatever. Yeah,
so
just getting there.
One worm, so there was one worm who got transferred into a female, and another worm who was once a male got transferred to a female, and they were at one point both married. So they were having feelings for each other, but they were but in their past lives, and that was where the kiss came from. It wasn't necessarily a female on female. It wasn't a woman on woman kiss. It was a kiss between two former lovers.
That was
kind of
explained. Yeah, yeah. It's not the same.
It's
in context.
In context, it's not the same. It's not. It was not a girl on girl kiss. I'll probably show it to you at the break. But like I said, this is actually groundbreaking because there have been, you would figure from, because the spread of the television shows, the original one was in the 60s, but the majority of the television shows came out from like 1987 to 2005. You would figure in between those like 20 years, they would show an openly gay character. They've had characters who have spread the line of gender before. So you would figure
at some point something.
Now, apparently, in Star Trek Beyond, Sulu was supposed to be gay, but that kind of pissed George Takei off because he was like, y'all are just tacking this in and it doesn't really mean anything. If y'all gonna go for it all the way, because first of all, Sulu in the regular timeline, of course, there are two split timelines, but in the regular timeline, wasn't gay. Sulu had a wife and a child who eventually joined Starfleet. But I am nerding the fuck out at this point. But y'all, they were like, y'all just tacking that on. Have actual characters who start their lives as same-sex characters. And this is what Wilson Cruz and Anthony Rapp are doing. Because if I'm not mistaken, Wilson Cruz is openly gay. Because that was the storyline behind him in My So-Called Life, and Anthony Rapp is bisexual, so they are. Okay. It's going to be interesting to see. But I'm still kind of pissed off that this is on CBS All Access and not just on CBS.
Yeah, that I don't
for
know.
For all that. Of the money that they are spending on it, y'all could have put them on network, or put them on the streaming service. I mean, the fucking Handmaid's Tale won so many Emmys.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was going to give
The Handmaid's Tale won Best Drama.
Really? What else was up for it, though?
Oh, God. This Is Us was up for it. Okay. I think House of Cards was also up for it.
Okay.
The Night Of was limited series. The Night Of was limited series.
It wasn't enough.
Veep wasn't up for it because Veep is a comedy show. But there was a lot of shows that were up for it, and The Handmaid's Tale won.
Okay.
So, like I said, there's no limit to streaming service. Is not a limit. Being a streaming service online is not a limitation anymore.
No, not at all.
Netflix and Hulu are getting Emmys, so you can't say that is a limitation. So you really just need to put it on a streaming service.
I agree. Or network television. I don't understand if it's CBS is streaming it, or if it's going through their whatever, their stupid instant access or whatever the fuck we're calling it. Like, I don't know, man. It could have just, you know, played on network television. I think that's a shame. But, you know, eventually it'll be on Netflix. So, you know, just got to wait a little bit. That's all.
But, I know. I'm going to be watching it.
You're going to find a way.
I'm going to find a way, goddamn.
Amen. All right. You ready for recommendations, man? I'm just going to jump in because we're making good time.
Yes.
Actually, we're making amazing time if we're, yeah. Can you see that? Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad. All right, fair enough. We're on par for where we normally are at this point. But all right, folks, we're gonna push some drills. Let's see, we got one. All right, so do you want to go first?
I rather that you go first.
Okay, you rather I go first.
Yes.
Cool. So something I just looked up, just found out is here. I was waiting for it to be released. I didn't realize it happened already, but it's a new one. I haven't seen it, but I am very interested in it. I hear that it doesn't diverge a lot from the original. I'm recommending, by the way, just so I don't go too far into this. I'm recommending Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the live-action version, the 2016, is it? Or 2017 version. Live action. It's, I have fond memories of the cartoon. I hear that it doesn't really do a lot different, but I'm still, you know, interested to see what does pop up. I'm sure it'll be a great journey for those of you, folks
Audra
who
McDonald
haven't seen.
Audra McDonald is in this one.
Who?
Audra McDonald.
Who's that?
Audra McDonald, the Black Lady from Private Practice.
Audra McDonald. Black Lady from Private Practice.
Audra McDonald, who played
Black Lady from something else.
who played in Felicia Rashad, A Raisin in the Sun. She played Ruth.
Yes, oh, yeah, I got it. Damn, yes. Why couldn't I put that face together? Okay, got it.
Audra McDonald, the only woman, who has ever won 6 Tony Awards in a row. Not just the only black woman, the only woman, period.
She's in the movie?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right.
I saw her like a blonde wig on. She shows up in very weird places where she gets to sing. She was a nun in The Sound of Music.
Okay. The...
The live television one.
The Carrie Underwood one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She was the best thing in that goddamn thing.
Stayed completely away from that.
Okay. Yeah. unless you want to see Bill from True Blood sing Edelweiss with 3 very large swastikas behind him.
I really don't want to see Stephen Moyer do anything. At all.
Somebody's upset.
I just don't. I think, like, don't get me wrong, he's pretty awful. But True Blood was something that felt like it was tailor made for him, for his you know, just him as an actor. It was just tailor made for him. And so was the role of Eric. But what's his name? Skarsgård?
Alexander Skarsgård, also won.
He's getting better. He's gotten a lot better. What, for Big Little Lies?
Yes, he did.
Holy shit!
He won an Emmy.
Holy shit!
He's got this like porn mustache now. I'm like,
he's pretty. Like, he's gotten a lot. He's gotten a lot better. I enjoy him a lot. Or people just know how to use him. But he was awful for a while. It was like asking him to do something that wasn't Eric was sort of breaking his brain to figure out how. And we're sitting there watching this train wreck happen in front of us.
Of course, he had a hard time, you know. Well, I mean, the man is, if I'm not mistaken, Swedish, isn't he?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I believe so.
Maybe he had a hard time grasping the language.
What? He's been in a ton of stuff before this. Like, he did Generation Kill before this. He starred in that. Like, don't get me wrong. I know you want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. And I would as well. But no.
Hey, hell.
No.
I gave the benefit of the doubt to, him? What is his face? Boris Kodjoe. Because when he first started in Soul Food, he barely knew English.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was. He grew up German, so when he came to America, he did not know English.
At what age?
This was like 18, 19 years old.
But when he's in soul food, how old is he?
I think he's in his mid-20s.
So he knows the language by then, right?
He knows the language by then, yeah.
So what benefit of the doubt are you giving him here?
I'm not sure.
Oh, my.
I think I'm still.
Wait a minute. You trying to tell me this man is struggling with the language when I'm watching him? Nah, dude, he ain't struggling with the language. I didn't think he was that bad, though. You didn't like him in at all?
Well...
Like, did he grow on you at some point? Did he get better maybe as the seasons went along?
He got better, but the reason it's obvious the reason that they chose him when they first, you know, was doing the show.
Why they choose him?
Eye candy.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was like, we got this. Big ass tennis playing nigga from Germany.
Oh, nigga play tennis?
Yeah, that's how he came here. Came on a tennis scholarship.
Oh, he's not even supposed to be here. Oh, he came in. He came in like a bride. Then,
then he married Nicole Ari Parker, and that's how he got his
citizenship. Got his green card, yeah, boy. That's how you do it. You get him pregnant, you make him fall in love. You love my Gemini. Oh yes, I'm going bald, and don't worry, soon it come. But you love me in the morning.
Oh my
you
God!
You love me in the morning. You love me in the morning. We have pretty babies, pretty babies. Okay, all right, man. We're supposed to be recommending
stuff. They're gonna have pretty babies. Well,
pretty babies.
If I'm not mistaken, they have a couple kids.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They do have.
I don't know how many, but yeah, they do. Well, no. This is what he's selling her to get her. You know, the green card.
My God, I'm back on Reggie Hayes' Instagram.
Oh, my God, leave Reggie Hayes alone. Reggie Hayes ain't do you nothing. Yes, he did. He posted all these goddamn pictures, and that is offensive.
In full turtle mode.
He looks single.
Oh, my God.
That's rude.
That man looks like he don't even have to try. His penis doesn't work anymore.
Oh, we don't even have a safe word this week.
We don't, man. Fuck it, though. We flying free balling it, man.
Where in the hell is this? There is a show. There's it's a like, one-man show.
I want to send him a camera. Not just a barber, but a camera. Just let me send you. Yeah. Somebody buy this man an iPhone.
Anything
can take better pictures than what this man is taking. I feel like he's shooting with a point-and-shoot camera from 1995. Like, what is going on here? The man looks like Filbert. And...
Wait, Filbert the Turtle?
From Rocko's Modern Life.
Yes, that is
the man
awful.
Looks like Filbert.
That is just, that's awful.
Filbert.
I'm nauseous.
Yeah, he does.
check out on Netflix Homecoming King by Hasan Minhaj. For those of y'all who watch The Daily Show, Hasan Minhaj is one of the correspondents on there who is, if I'm not mistaken, an Indian comedian. He is... I don't know what that bird just did.
I don't know either.
But the dog walked in the room. And he's
oh,
just
yay,
like, sup.
You're back, buddy.
Sup. I was just doing stuff. And he just sit down for the rest of the show.
Well, don't forget your thing, you know. What you've seen this already?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually really interesting. It's a very
His personal take, I see.
Yeah, it's a comedy show, but in the same aspect they have like little dramatic moments. So it comes off as like more of a one man show than just a stand up comedy show.
Okay.
Because I said, usually stand up comedies, I'm thinking like Michael Che's stand up comedy special where he's just there with a microphone.
Just batting jokes, just tossing a joke up in the air. He has the bat and just swinging that shit at you. Just like, oh, you like that one? Okay, cool. I got another one for you. Boom. Oh, you like that one? Boom. Boom. Boom.
And here's the...
I love it, Cap,
here's
man.
The fun thing about it. There are moments when he is addressing the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are also moments where he's addressing directly the camera and directly the viewer. So
this one, the homecoming king.
Okay, so it's so it's interesting to watch. It's not your regular stand-up special. Go and watch that shit.
All right. I have added it to my list. All right. So are you ready? You got somebody you want to fuck this week?
I got a group that I do want
to
fuck.
All right. We're going to... It's about to be a fucking orgy, man. All right. Here we go. We're about to fuck some folks. All right, sir, I'm going to leave this one to you as he pets the dog.
He needed love. Sometimes you need love.
All right, go on, get into your orgy there, man. Go on, fall on in like Joseph.
Back in the pile.
They took our jobs. fuck anybody who is shitting on millennials. I get really, and this came about when we spoke about the whole bodega situation last week. And for just to remind you, bodega is this box that these tech people just picked that. Yeah, but the bodega that they did in that it's supposed to be a box and it's supposed to have like Cheetos and like tampons and shit in it. And you're supposed to open it using the damn app. And the logo for the bodega is cat. And like I said, I don't think Marty will be heading to any bodegas because bodega cats...
I don't do bodega cats.
Because the bodega cats sit wherever the fuck they want.
I don't like that.
There are situations where the bodega cats are like sitting on top of the cans that you're trying to grab.
Not digging
and
that.
Just like,
not digging that.
If you want a daily news, the bodega cat is on top of the daily news, and the nigga won't move.
That's a problem. That's a big problem.
But like I said, with a lot of people kind of complaining about that, there's been a lot of people who are shitting on millennials, talking about that we're so sensitive and we need to be thinking about this. Oh, millennials get on my nerves with all of this shit. Let me tell y'all motherfucking asses something.
Okay, here we go. Right at them.
First of all, let's go on this lazy tip first. Oh, all millennials are lazy. Bullshit. Because we're the only dumb motherfuckers who will sit up here and work for free. Unpaid internship having motherfuckers. We sit up here and work for 2, 3, 4 years in unpaid internships expecting to have a goddamn job. Then when we're like, hey, we've got all this experience now, let's have a job, then they fucking fire us. And I, of course, have been and I don't want to say the name because you remember where I worked back in 2012. You were there. I sat there, worked for fucking minimum wage for 2 years, did all of this work, was basically their casting director, and then they fired me or laid me off because they didn't have enough budget to keep me. Bullshit. We sit up here and work hard. We do and innovate the things that y'all always want, but we get shitted on because we're lazy and we live with our parents. You know, it's really easy to live with your parents. And when student loan companies find new and wonderful, interesting ways to fuck you. Taking point, Sally Mae Navient, whatever that bitch's name is, she needs to go fall off the fucking earth.
Oh, she's a persistent bitch.
The people at Sally Mae would do interesting things in order to continue to harass people. And I, of course, have been privy to this. Like, after you pay your bill... I've done this. This has happened to me before. I'll pay them their money for the month. The next day, they'll start calling me. It's like, you haven't paid this. Bullshit, I paid it yesterday. Oh, I'm sorry. It was distributed wrong. So instead of distributing it on one loan, instead of distributing it across all the loans, they would distribute it to one loan. So you're still past due and still gaining late charges for the rest of the loans. And they got sued for that shit. So the next time you baby boomers or your greatest generation having motherfuckers come at us talking about, oh, I had a career and I had my wife and kids by 25 and I worked that career until I was 65 and retired. Know this, it's pretty fucking hard to do that when you have a mountain of student loan debt, when motherfuckers don't want to pay your ass, when you're constantly being shitted on for being lazy and all of this, and you can't get out your mother's fucking basement because you have no financial freedom. So, the next time you feel like you want to impart your mountainous wealth of information, know that it's probably because of you baby boomers and your Generation X hoes sitting up here fucking us royally that we're in the situation that we're in. And I think I'm done.
Okay, well, that was said. Okay. All right. where can they find more of you, you know, kicking old people down the stairs? Where can they find more of that at?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. I am SoulBoy30. Check me out on Snapchat. That is LWeber584. And check me out on arrogantobserversrants.blogspot.com.
There we go.
The cat is a member of the I generation. He'd be pretty old if he was a millennial.
Oh, well, it's a cat.
Because, like I said, millennials go from like 1982 to like 1997. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to find a 20-year-old cat nowhere.
Nope. Stop being weird, nigga. All right, anyway.
Unless it's a bodega cat.
Unless it's a bodega cat. You can find me, Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, Edwards, 504 on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Also, go to lowrainpictures.com. Click on the Your 30 tab. Like, rate, share. Also,
oh, my God.
Oh, man. Reggie Hayes popped up again, everybody. So, I want to give a formal welcome to the ladies at Therapy Noir. I believe we've already done this, but their page is should be going live now or in the wee hours of the morning. Anyway, by the time you hear this, it should be live, so go listen to them, give them a good shout out and everything. And there's a cat on the motherfucking cookies. Are those the cookies?
Yes.
Fuck that cat.
But they're the bodega cats.
Man, that fucking bodega cat better move his bodega ass real quick so I can get me these goddamn Chips Ahoy. I want my Chips Ahoy, goddammit. And I want the red bag, not the one he been laying on. I want the one, matter of fact, I want the one to the right, to the left of that one. And then not the one he been on.
Oh.
That one. God damn it. Ain't this some shit? The bodega cat is on the food.
Well, there's a cute picture of one sitting
fuck
next to
that prune. Cute shit.
He just laid out next to the prune juice.
Man, fuck that shit. I don't want him next to my goddamn Smuckers.
With a name like Smuckers, it has to be. It has to be good, though.
Fuck that.
You remember,
man,
when you ran over that? You remember when you ran over that drifter? Pepperidge Farm remembers. But Pepperidge Farm ain't keeping it to himself.
Maybe you go out and buy some.
Maybe you go out and buy some cookies. He saw it goes away.
Oh my God. The classic Family Guy. Anyway, okay. Yeah, shout out to the Fly With Bats podcast.
Yes.
Martin Bats, Mr.
They just
Fridge.
Came out with an episode.
They just came out with the episode. Yeah, just posted a bunch, like The Misbelief. They just posted their episode. There's another podcast in there that I'm not exactly familiar with, but, you know, shout out to them. It's all on, you know, Martin's Instagram page. But anyway, shout out to the Fly With Bats podcast, The Misbelief podcast. Shout out to
I don't know what you did.
Cinema Gems. What happened?
I don't know what you did.
Me?
To French Bread Kid.
What did I do to French Bread
Kid? He said he calling you Lamartius and shit.
Lamartius? I don't know what I did either.
Lamartius.
All I wanted to know was what happened at the orgy parties. That's all I wanted to know. I didn't know that was such a bad thing. Like, you treat me like I'm the crazy person. I want more of the stories. I'm intrigued.
It's Cat by the Cheetos. Okay, I got off of Reggie Hayes' Instagram.
Thank God.
And ended up on Bodega Cats of Instagram.
Okay,
this
we're
one's got
stop.
A fish in its mouth.
No, fuck this. No way. We ain't about to do a Bodega Cat saga. Shout outs. Did I get everybody? Martin Bats, French Bread Kid, Alpha Joe. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. All right, anyway. Yeah, that's all I got, my man. You got anything you want to tell the folks before we get out of here?
Don't be an asshole. Stay conscious. And don't put a cat in a freezer.
Don't put a cat on the product. But anyway, Marty, stay woke. Marty out.
See you later, folks.
Get the fuck out of here. No, I'm never shopping.